Hello.
Hi, this is Melina calling with customer service. I was returning a phone call.
From customer service from where?
Well, you called us, ma'am.
I know, but your customer service from where?
Like, I work for a third-party call center. We do house many different companies, so I would need to get your zip code to see, like, what product you ordered.
85225. Some product customer service or something. I guess they do different for different companies. You think this is a call or something? Let me go see.
And what's the first and last name on the account, ma'am?
Hold on 1 minute. Let me double check before I give out information because I don't know what I'm giving. Hold on. So did you call somebody for, huh? For customer service? Here you go.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I saw that on my credit card statement.
Oh, okay.
My credit card statement, been deducting out of my account. I don't know what it's about.
Do you live at the same address with that zip code 85225
yes.
that the other lady gave me? Okay. Could you
yes.
verify your first and last name?
Paulette Thornhill.
Thank you, ma'am.
I see several deductions. I don't even know what they are.
Yes, ma'am. I am searching for that account now. Once I get it pulled up, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right. So it's taking so long here. Can you verify the first and last name again? I'm sorry.
Paulette Thornhill.
Paula Thornhill.
P-A-U-L-L-E-T-A. Thornhill, just like it sounds, Thorn. Thorn, T-H-O-R-N-H-I-L-L.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the zip code is 85225.
Correct, huh? Got Top Fitness for Health, two of those, and then two results. I don't even know what the heck they're talking about. And Shape Me Up.
All right, so I haven't pulled up that account that way. Do you have an order number?
Of course not, because I don't even know what this is about. Let's see here.
Which card was charged? I can search it by the...
MasterCard, Steinmart MasterCard.
Okay, I can search it by the last four numbers of that card and then the first six numbers after that.
Okay, hang on. Let me find it. I haven't used it in a while. It's got me puzzled. Okay. The last four digits is 4742.
Okay, ma'am. And then the first six?
The first six? Well, 5148-6310. I'll give you eight. Okay.
Okay. I just did 514863. That's the first six?
514863.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Hmm. 514863, last four, 4742.
see here. Yeah, 4742. Yeah. And that the dates of service was 2-3, 2-11, 2-11, 2-11. Bunch of 2-11s. Yeah. Wait a minute. No, 2-11s. All of them. Same day.
Okay, I did pull up an account that was on 2-11. The date was on that was ordered was on 2-11, but it says it's a Sue Thornhill.
Correct.
Is that someone
yeah.
that you? Okay.
It's Pauletta Sue is my name.
Oh, okay. Can you verify the shipping address?
698 West Ivanhoe Street, Chandler, Arizona, 85225.
Okay, ma'am. So I do see here that you had ordered 2 smartwatches and a flashlight and a survival bracelet. And, so you paid shipping and handling?
That wasn't me. That was my granddaughter. She's 16.
Oh.
On her, because her mom has a heart condition, and I have one, so that's probably why she done that. I got to get
I
her
see.
For that. Yeah. These have got to be closed. I don't remember getting any smartwatches.
Well, it says that they've all been delivered. Maybe she came and got, the
right.
items from the mail already.
Right. So what do I do here to cancel all this? I mean, of course, the watches, if she got them, that's fine. But as far as the services are being charged for it, don't need this.
I do understand. Well, since it wasn't you that made these purchases, and you're well out of the trial period.
Well, I didn't even know what this is about. So,
yeah,
other than what you told me.
2-11, and it was delivered on 2-16. So.
Yeah, they were delivered on 2-16, and they're
yes,
doing charges ma'am. On 2-11. Now, that don't sound right, does it?
Yeah, the order was created on 2-11. And it was delivered on 2-16.
I don't remember anything.
So flashlight was $9.99, bracelet was $19.99.
They showed they charged everything on 2-11, the results and everything.
Oh yes, ma'am. When the order's created.
How can they do that? How can they
hmm?
Do that? Charge that. When services, when the items weren't delivered until 2-16, that makes no sense.
Well, because you said your granddaughter ordered these products,
right?
So they were ordered on 2-11. So
correct.
It takes a while for
right.
them to ship out to you. So that's why
right.
they didn't come till the 16th.
No, they also have 2 service charges for results. You know what I'm saying? I see here. For 2-11 results, the charges were $19.99 and $14.99 for results. What's that about?
Oh, the $14.99 is the lifetime warranty that automatically comes with the watch. And then the $19.99 is for the wrist hack flashlight. And then there's another $19.99 for a bracelet. And then it's just the shipping and handling charges of $7.99 and $5.99. So when you ordered this product, or she ordered this product, these were all bundled together, and that's why there's so many, different, items within the order.
Okay.
Yeah. And
since I'm not aware of it, is there any way I can cancel this now?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and cancel it out. But if you were interested in keeping the trial with us, we could give you a 35% discount on any, future orders.
No.
Okay. What about a 50% discount?
No, hon. I don't have any need for it.
All right. Well, since you are in the monthly subscription, they do send out products each month to you. And
yeah. If you cancel it, they should stop that.
Yes, ma'am. I will cancel it. But I was just going to say that we could defer the billing cycle if you wanted to.
No, I can't.
Okay.
My credit card is tapped out as it is. I'm going to have to hide them, lock them up. I know, huh? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
When you cancel, I need the cancellation number so I can let my card know.
Yes, ma'am. Of course, yeah.
I know my grandson done something a while back. Same thing.
Did he really?
Yeah, ordered something and.
You better tell them they can't just be doing that
I
to
know
everybody.
They
that's
know better than
that's
that.
Dangerous.
I know it. That's why I said I'm going to lock them up. Plus, I'm going to get on to them.
Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and. All right, so let's see here. So the smartwatch, the two smartwatches will have to be returned, but you can keep the bracelet and the flashlight because those have already been paid for in full, but if you didn't want to return the watches because your granddaughter likes them so much, I could add a 50% discount to the end of trial for the retail price of the watch.
Well, if I find them, I would like to return them.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and give you an RMA number and just, you know, call back and make sure that you notify us if you are unable to find them so that we can work with you. Give me one moment here. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, and I'm still on the line.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Sorry, I'm back on the line,
okay.
And the address that you'll need to send the product back to is 105 Sarah Way, and that's capital S E.
That's
E. S E R R A.
R A.
And then it's W A Y, and that's a separate word, Way, and then
mm-hmm.
suit number 264.
264.
And then it's Milpitas, California, and that's capital Milpitas, zip code 95035.
Okay, that's California. Okay. Okay. And the RMA number?
The RMA number is D0 A.
D as in David, or V as in Victor? What?
Yes, ma'am. D as in David. 0, A as in apple, B as in boy, 3, F as in Frank, 2, 8, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, 1, C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. If you send the watches back, that will keep you from being charged the full price for those products.
Now, if I'm not able to send those back, what happens?
You would be charged the full retail price of the product.
And what is that?
The wrist tag smartwatch. Give me just one moment to switch over to the web page.
Okay.
I can see. Okay, so let's see here, there's this tax smartwatch. What's the price on that? Okay, so you had two. One of the watches is $49.99. I believe the other one is $64.99.
Okay. But, I want to know that because I have to insure it.
Ma'am?
I said I have to insure them. That's the reason I wanted to know that.
Oh, I do understand. Well, anyways, just send the watches back when you find them and put the RMA number on top of the address at 105 Sarah Way. And then whenever you take them to the post office, make sure to get the tracking number and call us back with that tracking number so
okay,
that we can...
What's the number I called? The number I just called?
Yes, ma'am. You can call back to this number. Yes, ma'am. Did you have any other questions for customer support?
Yeah, I need the cancellation number.
Well, since you are still technically in a trial period, I wouldn't be able to cancel the account. Is that what that would...
So, I have until when to do this?
I'm going to extend out your trial for... I'm going to do it for 10 days so that you have some time to get these sent back. Would 10 days be enough time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that gives me till what day? I'm sorry.
10 days from now would be, let's see. We'll make it 11 because that would give you till Monday of... the first Monday, I'm sorry, they give you till the second Monday in March. That's March 8th.
March 8th?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Okay, then. I just got to find the watches, and what if I don't have the original package?
I don't think that matters, as long as you,
okay.
You know, put it in decent wrapping, and as long as you have that RMA number on there, like, clearly written out on top of the address, you'll be fine. But,
right.
Yeah, if you have any issues, you know, just give us a call, and we'll be able to work with you.
All right. Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Melina.
Melina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.